Students in the summer session at Sonoma State University are coming together over the music of the Beatles in a short intersession class taught by Joshua Cook. This will be the ninth time the SSU music graduate has led the three-week course, which packs a lot of music and background information into 15 sessions.
The majority of what we do is listening to the music in the class and discussing it, discussing the authorship, the arrangement, the recording process, some of the history behind it. Towards the end, I ask them to do a creative project. Could be visual, could be literary, could be multimedia. Anything that gets the students involved and interacting with the music.
3 hours a day for 3 weeks doesn't seem like a lot of time to cover the subject. But Cook notes that the entire existence of the Beatles spanned just 10 years, from when they adopted the name in 1960 to legally dissolving the group in 1970. And all their recordings were made within an even shorter time span.
7 years was the length of their recording career. That's it. You know, I think the Stones have about as many hits over the span of 30 years. Or Elton John has a whole lifetime career of hits. Or Elvis. But the Beatles were only a band for 7 years.
Although the Beatles class is only a short-time summer job, the influence of their music is part of Cook's other year-round occupation as guitarist and singer in the San Francisco mod throwback band, the Soft White 60s. Many, but by no means all of the students who come to the course have a prior interest or knowledge of the Beatles and their music, but Cook knows that's not necessarily their primary reason for enrolling.
A lot of times they're just trying to satisfy their general education requirements, truly. The class counts for upper division music elective credit. That's their impetus for registering for the class. But what's really cool is watching them engage in the material over that course of time and actually become interested in it.
Which leads to some mixed reactions when the class is over.
I've had people come in who say, oh, I've been a Beatles fan my whole life and I thought I knew a lot, but I learned so much more in this class, which is very gratifying for me. What's even more gratifying is people who come in and say, you know, I took this class and I hated the Beatles. I thought they were lame, but wow, I kind of like them. That's weird for me. People like that, I get a big kick out of that.
The Fab Four had long since gone their separate ways when Cook started listening to them seriously at about age 12. Soon afterward, he began to get interested in the personal history of the group, a fascination that eventually led to the creation of the class while he was an SSU senior in 2003.
Learning their whole story, it was like learning about an epic legend or story, but to discover that it was real, to at least know that there was a core of true experience that happened to these real guys, I realized, wow, this is something great that's not fabricated. It's fab, but not prefab. That's what really moved me about the Beatles, is that they were real guys doing real things.
The Beatles class, officially it's music course number 343, begins next Monday evening and continues through August 19th.
All together,
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.